Well, obviously, you know, big, big challenge anytime you play New England. The great organization. Starts with the top. Mr. Kraft is a great owner, and he's put together just an unbelievable continuity there with a coach that's coached for a long time and, you know, the top coach in the league right now, and then you got the top quarterback in the league. They're a challenge anytime you play them. We're glad we're playing them here, but they're a big challenge.
You handled them the last couple of times. You put a lot of heat on the edges.
Yeah, their offensive line has improved. I think Dante Skarnecki's done a great job coming back there, and you can tell their line has improved overall. He's only been sacked 12 times this year, hadn't been hit that much, so their protection seems to be a lot better than they were last year. But he plays great all the time, whether protection or not. I mean, we hit him a lot of times last year, but if you remember in the two games, he still came back at the end of both games. So, I mean, he's a phenomenal quarterback. Just nobody playing like him.
What's the most difficult thing coaching against Bill Belichick in his offensive schemes?
Well, I mean, Belichick's done the same thing for a long, long time. You know, he's offensively or defensively, they try to attack your weakness. And whatever they perceive your weakness to be, that's what they try to attack. So. They do a great job of that.
Does that force you to be honest with yourself, try to think how they're thinking?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you know, they feel like they know what we're going to do. Well, we feel like we know what they're going to do. So, you know, it's that kind of match.
How is he, Brady? I mean, done it with, it seems like more than a lot of other top quarterbacks, his cast has changed around him.
Yeah, with the gray ones, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, he's had some great receivers, certainly, and Gronkowski being out and all that, but he's still the top quarterback, so it tells you the quarterback is really the guy. They've got other good players. Those guys that are in there, Martellus and Edelman and those guys are good players, but he knows how to get the football to anybody. He's thrown touchdown passes on probably more guys than anybody has. Because he's had guys go out and somebody else comes in, the ball just happens to be right here every time. So, you know, he's just so precise in what he does. And he's a phenomenal player. It's kind of an honor to play against those guys. You know, you go through your career coaching or playing, and, you know, they don't come along. Peyton Manning's don't come along very long, you know, and if you get to play against one of those guys, it's a pretty neat experience. Obviously, we want to beat them, but you realize they can beat you by the way they play.
Looks like you might have – you're going with Nelson and Anderson will get some playing time again this week. How'd they do against
Nelson? I mean, they were thrown in last week, and I thought I thought they did a good job. I mean, overall, we didn't hurt ourselves at inside backer when both those guys went in, so I was proud of the job they did.
Why is New England's running game been so improved this season?
Well, like I say, I think their offensive line is blocking better in the pass and the run. The running back certainly is 1,000-yard rusher already, so he's having a good year. Their passing game is so strong that it sets up more of a running game. You know, they want to run the ball and then set up the passing game, but you know, you have to be aware of the pass all the time on them. So I think it's a good combination that they utilize.
One of your former players from years ago, Mecklenburg, he's a Hall of Fame semifinalist. Why do you think he should be in the Hall of Fame?
Carl Mecklenburg, because he's a Hall of Famer, because I've never seen a guy, and I've never heard of one that's in the Hall of Fame that could play inside backer and rush the passer. I mean, it's just a combination that nobody else had. He was a tremendous pass rusher, and I've never been around anybody that played inside backer as well as he did. He was great at it, And then on third down, you put him outside and let him rush. He would have been one of the – if he'd been a defensive end all the time, you know, his stats would have gone up as far as sacks are concerned. But he made so many tackles, you had to play him inside at an inside backer. So he was a tremendous, tremendous player and a great effort player and certainly a great person.
Okay. Well, thank you, Coach. Thanks, Coach. Yep.